This is Peoria Public Radio, and I'm Tanya Coombs. It's a fact of life that generally there comes a time to say farewell to a friend, whether we want to or not. But when it comes to news and information radio, sometimes a person becomes a steady, reliable voice we just depend on as part of the fabric of our day. For most of us who listen to Peoria Public Radio, operations manager and local morning co-host Daryl Scott is that guy. After more than 12 years here at the station, it's Daryl's last day. He's taking a new job. But we can't let him go without taking just a few minutes to say a special thank you to our trusted colleague. We've gathered a few of Daryl's fans, friends, and coworkers, starting with retired executive director of WCBU, Tom Hunt.
That's one of the best hires that I ever had in my career. He has the perfect public radio voice. As I got to know Daryl, as he worked with us for a while, I realized that he's more than just a voice. I mean, Daryl is probably one of the most talented people in the business. He can handle just about any situation. And I think the main thing is his not only his on-air abilities, but his skills and abilities with IT. He does a lot of behind-the-scenes things that the audience doesn't realize, including making sure that the programs that the audience enjoys get on the air and get on the air right. There are a lot of computers and there's a lot of electronics in the business, and keeping that stuff tuned and keeping it running, well, Daryl was very much a part of that. So it's a bittersweet kind of thing because his skills and abilities will take him a long way, but unfortunately they won't be at WCBU.
Sarah Zalek, I am the chair of the Associate Board of Peoria Public Radio. I have always thought of Daryl as a national quality guy in a local job. He is great radio in content and style and voice. He has that ability to engage the listener. He's funny. He listens to what's broadcast on the national feed, and he responds to it with interest and meaning. He gets what's on the radio, and he gets the listeners. He's a delight to listen to. He also has that awesome radio voice. He just sounds like quality radio. And he's a really nice guy. I love listening to him, but I also like him personally. Honestly, watching him work in the studio when we're there together is a ton of fun. And the day we were there on the fundraiser week and the system went out because there was snow on the dish on the roof, we all ran up to the roof. He said, "I'm going up to the roof to shovel snow." And I said, "Well, I'm going to go with you." And he just did it. He takes care of business and doesn't think twice. He's got technical skills. He's got radio skills. And he's got that I can just take care of things and do it right skills. So he will be sorely missed.
I'm Lee Winger, director of the Radio Information Service and afternoon host here on Peoria Public Radio. And I met Daryl when he came 13 years ago for his interview here at WCBU. What people are going to miss is his friendly and prepared demeanor on the air as they're trying to get ready for their day during Morning Edition.
He always seems to have such an incredibly easy style and always seems to be thinking about four steps ahead.
I would agree with that. And I think another thing that may lead to that is that there's more to his life than just public radio, as important as that is, no question. But he also is a wonderful cook, and as we have enjoyed many times. He's very much into classic cars, and in fact, he's the youngest guy in his classic car club by probably 5 or 6 decades. No, not that much. But he's the youngest guy in there, and they already see his leadership qualities, and they've made him one of the officers of the club. I mean, that's astounding. He's interested in everything, and that's what we'll miss, that youthful enthusiasm, the energy, the drive, the knowledge of his subject. It's going to be something to shoot for those of us that have to fill his shoes after he's gone, and I think they're like size 18.
I'm Cindy Dermody, and I've been a colleague of Daryl's for 10 years, and as the underwriting manager, it has been a joy to work with Daryl. So he is pays attention to detail, cares about the listeners, cares about all of us as coworkers. I'd call him a friend and one of the best colleagues I have ever worked with in 35 years of working. I'm a listener also, so one thing I'm going to miss is that smooth, calm voice of Daryl's. For me, he can always get the information out, but in a very trusting, calm way. As far as a legacy, Daryl has worked so hard to not only produce a good product of being an exceptional host on either Morning Edition, on All Things Considered, all the programs that you get used to loving and relying on every single day, but all the behind-the-scenes things that the listeners may not be aware of, but those of us who are co-workers will know that he's leaving the station in a much better place technically as far as all of the equipment and operations.
I'm Sarah Netsley, and I'm a member of the WCBU Advisory Board and also a longtime listener, enthusiastic fan of the station and of Daryl. I'm going to say he's the person most likely to drop pop culture references in Morning Edition, and he won my heart forever when he mentioned Buffy the Vampire Slayer on air, and honestly, that's when I knew Daryl was my radio soulmate. But no, I so value his warm demeanor on air. It is such a great way to start the morning on Morning Edition. It's soothing, it's reliable, it's dependable, and that's very much Daryl. I had trepidation when Morning Edition shook up the format a little bit. And when they went, you know, you had the one host to two host, and you have the change in voices over the years. And I hadn't heard Daryl on the air quite as much. I knew he was a fantastic, stable, behind-the-scenes presence. And then all of a sudden, he's on the air every morning. And I just fell in love with the delivery and the voice and the approach every morning. And he's been my wake-up friend. He's been my get-my-day-started friend. And I'm going to miss my friend on the air.
I think we've all kind of had a little bit of a radio crush on him over the years.
Yes. My husband's listening to this, but 100% yes. I think probably he would say maybe him a little bit too, you know? Yeah, Daryl's just got that good presence.
Yeah, I think that probably crosses genders, all of them.
His work is always absolutely unimpeachable in its quality and its timeliness, but more than that, what I'm always going to remember is how much I deeply enjoyed having him as a coworker and having him in such close proximity. Because while the quality of his work is spectacular, he's simply a delight to have around. He has an amazing sense of humor. He has an encyclopedic knowledge of bad 1980s movies and television show that comes up on an almost daily basis. And he had the capacity to make the workplace a fun place to be whenever he was present. And lots of people are good at their jobs. Not nearly as many people are good at making the work experience a sheer delight. I obviously wish Daryl all of the best in his future endeavors. I will miss him terribly. His presence at the station has been of great importance to me. But Daryl will be leaving a real legacy with the station.
And that final voice is program director Nathan Irwin, who has also been Daryl Scott's cubicle neighbor for more than 12 years now. For all of us here at Peoria Public Radio, congratulations, Daryl. We wish you the utmost success and happiness in your next professional chapter. I'm Tanya Kuntz.